In signing the fiscal year 2013 budget, Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick announced his support for a sales tax holiday. Last year, it was estimated that Massachusetts lost out on $21 million in sales tax revenue. This year, the governor plans to have the price covered. According to a release filed after the governor signed the budget, quote, a supplemental spending plan filed alongside the FY13 budget sets aside an estimated $20 million from a recent one-time payment to the General Fund of the Commonwealth recently received to support the popular measure, unquote. Now lawmakers, including House Speaker Robert DeLeo, are considering the weekend of August 11th and 12th for a waiver on the state's 6.25% sales tax. Bill Rennie, vice president of the Retailers Association of Massachusetts, says that the sales tax holiday
really creates that extra incentive for consumers to, get out and spend during what is typically a very quiet time in the retail sector.
Rennie said that members of the Retailers Association report strong sales only matched by the December shopping season, and that the sales tax holiday draws shoppers to businesses in border communities.
So our members each year, do report a significant amount of sales captured from out of state. And, even more importantly, as you get towards the New Hampshire border, our members report, a significant amount of increased traffic here locally that, sometime those sales otherwise would have gone to New Hampshire.
New Hampshire charges no sales tax. Berkshire County, which borders three states, already has what CEO and president of the Berkshire Chamber of Commerce, Mike Sopranowitz, calls a retail draw.
More people come into Berkshire County and buy retail goods than people that live in Berkshire County go outside and buy retail goods.
Sopranowitz said that an August sales tax holiday combined with the retail draw is very effective in boosting retail sales.
So when you layer on a tax holiday so close to back to school, there's a tremendous amount of people that take advantage of that.
Sopranowitz also mentioned that businesses often offer additional discounts on tax holidays, and that can persuade shoppers to make bigger purchases. But Mike Widmer, president of the Massachusetts Taxpayers Foundation, says that shoppers who wait until a sales tax holiday to make big purchases don't change the big picture. He said in addition to making a hole in state sales tax revenue, tax holidays only persuade shoppers to purchase an item they already plan to buy and have been waiting on or make an earlier purchase.
By and large, you're not going to buy, just the timing of the purchases. You're not going to buy two refrigerators because of the sales tax holiday.
Widmer called the sales tax holidays a public relations extravaganza that is very attractive to consumers, the public, and to politicians.
So they've become a regular fixture of the Massachusetts summer scene, and I think we'll continue to see them take place indefinitely into the future.
In order for the sales tax holiday to take place, the governor would need to sign a bill passed by both houses of the state's legislature. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.